It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for January 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you adjust for inflation, there are twice as many billion-dollar startups around the world than there were about 15 years ago. And if you remember, about 15 years ago, the booming dot-com bubble went bust. Whether we're talking record-breaking Chinese phone maker Xiaomi or American ride-hailing app Uber, both now valued over $40 billion, it's a different era. But also harder to judge which companies are safe and which are vulnerable to yet another tech bubble. Christopher Mims has been looking at this topic for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins me now. Hi, Christopher.
Hey.
2014 was a big year for billion-dollar startups. 2015, maybe even bigger. But I feel like the line here that could be drawn is between companies that already make money and companies that are expected to make money.
Yeah. So I just wrote a column on this, and it was a really tough slog to sort through, you know, who is making a lot of money, who's generating a lot of value, who's going to last.
Especially with private companies, because they don't give you a ton of information, right?
That's right. They all say, you know, you should trust us because our investors do.
Yeah.
I think that there are whole sectors that are going to get wiped out in a downturn, just like in the last bubble. It's not yet clear what they are. I have my suspicions.
What are you suspicious of?
I think that there are a lot of services where it's not clear how big the ultimate market is. So I think Uber is an example of a company that may realize its valuation because there could be a very big market there potentially.
Yeah.
I'm a little more skeptical when it comes to, you know, same day delivery of groceries. This is something where there could be a very large market, but it requires a big behavioral change. And also, I'm just not sure how many consumers there are who are willing to pay that premium.
What else are you thinking about as we look at these valuations and just how high they are? We've been asking this question of, are we in a bubble and when is it going to burst all year? And it hasn't happened yet. Do you think it has to happen?
I think that what happens over and over again is there are large amounts of money that are seeking return. And, you know, we're in this zero interest rate environment. And I think that in any bubble, there's always going to be people who are less familiar with how these businesses actually work, who are just kind of pushing their way into earlier and earlier valuations.
What else would you like to sort of say about this, or do you think is interesting about this moment that we're in?
I mean, I think one thing that's really remarkable are all of the indicators, like the proliferation of perks at these startups. You know, like you literally have HR people who used to worry about benefits who are now worried about, you know, how do we manage the in-house chef and the in-house masseuses?
Tech world problems.
Yeah, tech world problems. It's like there's the first world problems and then there are the tech world problems. It's just like, okay, I know that this is not a formal measure of a bubble, but wow, it really feels overheated.
Christopher Mims is a technology columnist for The Wall Street Journal and has written about the valuation environment that we are in. Christopher, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
It's Silicon Valley time. This week, my guest is Rose Eveleth. She's a freelance science and technology reporter. Rose, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am super ready.
Okay. 911.
The number you call when you can't figure out how to unlock your iPhone that you got for Christmas.
This is an excellent guess. Last weekend, though, a Florida gamer dialed 911 to report the PlayStation Network outage that began over Christmas. Later, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office tweeted, "Last time I checked, that wasn't an emergency."
He clearly doesn't understand.
All right, what do you got for me?
7%.
7% of Uber riders actually have the amount of money in their checking account that would pay for their ride that they just took from Uber on New Year's Day
morning. Because the ride costs like $1,000 because of surge pricing.
Yes.
That's reasonable. I think that's a reasonable guess. Okay. It's actually the percent of workers who think that the internet has made them less productive at work, according to a recent Pew survey.
Oh, I saw this story. Yes.
Yes.
And also it extends their work days, right? This is from this. It's a study, right?
It's a Pew survey. Yeah. Okay. So they called people. They also found that people really like landlines still.
Who are these people?
Where does Pew find these people? They call their landlines, I guess. That's how they get to them for this survey.
Do you like the way that we called you? Yes, I love it. It's beautiful.
It's great. Really cradles my neck nicely.
All right. 2 kilograms.
2 kilograms is the average weight of the batteries that kids need to use their Christmas gifts. I'm going Christmas on all these, I guess.
Okay. I'm actually looking for the French Postal Service. Do you know about this? They're
No.
starting to test drone delivery service.
Oh.
And so far, it's just for packages weighing 2 kilos or less. But the goal is to send twice that weight as far as 20 kilometers.
I read something about how they could train birds to attack drones. So I'm just imagining birds like swiping packages.
And dogs, too.
My dog hates the postman.
Really?
Yeah.
How does your dog feel about drones?
TBD. Haven't tested it yet. Got to get one.
All right. What do you got for me?
66 pounds.
66 pounds is how much my old Mac G4 weighs.
That's actually not bad. It's the amount of electronic junk that the average American produces every year. So your computer totally counts towards that.
Do you think you have that much?
If you count like batteries and cables and equipment,
yeah.
Probably.
I feel like there has to be someday a company that will just take all of the stuff that you're not using anymore and turn it into a robot for you.
You should Kickstarter that.
Can we Kickstarter
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, let's do it right now.
Sweet. I got to go.
Rose Eveleth is a science and technology reporter. Rose, thanks for playing along.
Thanks.
You can find a special listener version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.